Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now we get some insight with a longtime friend of the show, Yahoo Sports, inside coverage on YouTube with our other friend, Andrew Siciliano, who's also the voice of the Browns on the Browns Radio Network, Charles Robinson. Hello, Charles. How are you?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, brother? How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. We sat here when we started the show at 10 o'clock, and we're exhausted. It's Friday. It has been the craziest Browns week in a long time. You know, you come back from London, you just switch quarterbacks, then you trade your quarterback, then you end up coming up with another trade throughout the week, then you don't say who your number two is. The Shedeur Sanders fans are really upset. They're looking forward to his press conference today at 1:10 to find out if he's the backup or not this week. It has just been a zoo. Is that what it looks like on the outside?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's Kevin's presser earlier this week was just an all-timer. I mean, I just sat there. I'm like, this is just bizarre. Like it's listening to a guy basically, I was texting and I'm like, this guy's, he didn't want to get rid of Flacco. Like, there's no, like you're everything I was hearing. I'm like, this is not, clearly not his plan. And, it went the way it went. And now he's going to have to figure out how to, in my mind, I'm like, he clearly wants a veteran backing up a rookie on game day and in that support role, which makes sense to me because that's how it operates in every other team in the league and how historically it's operated. You don't have a rookie, be in the support role behind another rookie. It's a bad idea, especially at the quarterback spot. And, just how the whole thing went down, the fact that Flacco was traded in division to a team where he can do some damage on that team. Now their offensive line's terrible, and there's a chance that this goes completely to pot for the Bengals. But he does have a skill set that jives with the wide receivers, and it definitely makes them a more dangerous team. It's just sometimes you feel like only in Cleveland, and then you throw in the whole Shedeur element, and I don't want to go down the road with these fans again. Like, it's just been, I've criticized the guy 2 or 3 times, this season, and every single time I do it, I feel like I'm on the verge of getting doxxed by the time they're at full speed. So it's crazy.
Let's go back to the beginning there. We've heard plenty of times before from Andrew Berry and from Kevin Stefanski that these guys are thought partners. They're on the same page, right, as everything. What you thought is what I thought during the press conference too. I'm like, man, it seems disjointed. Like, it doesn't sound like these guys are thought partners. Now, maybe Kevin and Andrew are, and maybe Paul, Jimmy, and Dee aren't. And are you hearing anything about rumblings within the front office that maybe they're not on the same page? And
I had not. No, I mean, I hadn't. And which is why I was surprised when, he said, I know he did press that, the idea that, like, we talk about, we talk about these things, and, you know, he said we a few times, but then he also said, I think it was like twice, maybe more, you know, I trust Andrew. You know, I trust, and I'm like, okay, well, he's clearly saying, you know, that I was like, it feels like the focal is, I'm sitting here as a coach and I'm saying, I trust Andrew, meaning I trust Andrew's move, or I trust what we just did, and the impetus behind it was Andrew. I don't know how else. They're going to come out and say that's absorbing it wrong. That's not what he meant, you know, and it's fine for him to say that if he believes it, right? And it is a, you know, something that Andrew wanted to do when the Bengals called. I think even the setup to me when he was like, talked about just being shocked, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, are you shocked they called? Are you shocked that you did the deal? Like, I'm like, which part of this is shocking? Is it all shocking, or are both shocking? I haven't heard anything, any kind of like idea that there's any fracture between the two. I know fans there are upset with Kevin and, you know, have felt some kind of way about his coaching this season. And, you know, I'm sure there were times in, you know, the London game where I'm like, man, oh, maybe you probably want to have a couple of these decisions back. But I can only tell you what people think about Kevin around the league is not diminished. I mean, it's almost similar in some respects. I remember when Vrabel was having problems in Tennessee and people around the league were saying to me, like, he'll have another job. Like if they're going to fire him, he's going to have another job. He's a good coach. People know he's a good coach. And if they want to make that mistake, or if they have to go that way, 'cause it's just not working there, fine. You know, the Eagles fired Andy Reid. Like, you know, they went their separate ways. It happens with good coaches. And I think that's what people around the league think about Kevin. So if Kevin's any kind of jeopardy here, it's only in jeopardy in Cleveland. He's going to have another job. That's the sense I get around the league about him.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, joining us on the hotline. You can hear him on Inside Coverage with our buddies Andrew Siciliano and the other members of the Yahoo Sports team. And then also read his latest piece, which is where I want to head with you next, where you were basically doing a trade deadline primer. And one of the names you put on there was David Njoku. How likely do you think it is Njoku would be traded? And what do you think the Browns could get back?
I wouldn't say it's likely. I know it's, you know, whenever you are getting into the salary cap situation that they've been wading through, you're always obviously looking for young guys to replace salaries. I think Harold Fannin Jr. Now, granted, it's early. There's still some time to play out before the deadline. But to me, you got a rookie who's come in showing he's capable of stepping in that role and deserving of reps and, you know, appears to be a player that can develop at a high level. I know that there was interest in Njoku at the deadline last year, and the Browns were not interested in moving off him. Well, you know, I think the reality is knowing what's going on with salaries, knowing that he can go and get a pretty good deal elsewhere in free agency, it makes sense that they would pick up the phone this time and listen. In terms of what he's worth, yeah, I mean, given, again, it's a rental. Everybody knows it's a rental. It's vastly different than what it would have been last year. Like last year, I think maybe, you know, there's potential given that there was more than a year remaining on his deal, given that a team could bring him in and move to extend him. I think what the ceiling could have been, you know, maybe a third or a second, depending on if maybe they send him with something, you can turn him into a second round pick. I don't think you could now. You know, you're probably talking, I think you could probably, the right team calls that has the inclination that they want, you know, to extend him, and doesn't just view him as, hey, this is somebody to come in and pinch hit at the position, hopefully through a Super Bowl run for us. You know, you could probably get a third for him, I still think, even at you know, the age that he's at. It would be tricky. Again, it would have to be the right team. Like a third at the deadline is extremely valuable. And, you know, that usually that's the kind of thing you get for a starter who can step in right away and is not necessarily pressing on 30. But I will be curious to see if they get the, you know, type of calls that they got last year, because frankly, you know, some of the teams that were reaching out for tight ends last year, they filled those tight end spots. So, but I do know, you know, like the Rams, I think the Rams still would like to bring in somebody if they feel like they're trying to max everything they can under Stafford. I think the Seahawks would like to upgrade the tight end spot if they could at the deadline, especially with how the season's unfolding. So it's not, you know, there's going to be some teams that are tight end shopping, that's for sure. And I think, you know, he's a very attractive player still at this stage.
Did they wave the white flag? And if they trade Njoku, isn't that waving the white flag for sure? Because I'm borderline on whether they did or not this week.
Yeah, I don't think they waved the white flag. I mean, like Newsom, here's the thing with Newsom. It's funny because when Terrion Arnold went down with the Lions, you know, and I'm kind of texting with guys about that injury, and almost instantly someone hit me up and was like, hey, I if this is bad, I bet you they call Cleveland about Newsom. Like, they don't wait until the deadline and they try to see if they can get Newsom now. And I think it's because, look, you know, Newsom, the way this season has unfolded, he's played better than he has historically in the past. I don't think, you know, there was any idea that he was playing himself into an extension. But, you know, he's played well enough that, especially at the cornerback spot, I knew there would be someone, there would be a team out. I assumed it would be the Lions. And then, if Terrion Arnold injury wasn't as severe as they first initially thought, I think that kind of shifted gears for them. But, I didn't look at it as waving the white flag. I looked at it as you're 1-4. It's not a guy he's going to free agency. You're going to lose him. And, you know, you have the ability to, you know, get some capital back right now. And again, you know, because of the salary situation, any money you save now, remember, no matter what it is, any money you save through the end of this season, you know, you can roll into next year. Obviously, being player for player, it's different than if they had just dealt him for a draft pick. But I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as, you know, you're getting a talented player in return who could probably use a fresh start. And, yeah, I just didn't. I don't see that now. Njoku, probably. Yeah. You deal him, you know. But where are they? Like, when does the trade happen? If you're at the deadline, if you've, you know, stacked a couple more losses, you kind of know the writing's on the wall. So you're going to be realistic about it, or do what you're supposed to do, which is both win now and prepare for the future. You know, and balance that out. I think that's I feel like that's a reasonable balance. If you go, you know, you take this further down the line and it looks like, hey, there's no really turning this around, at least not for a playoff run. You should, if for a guy who's not going to be there next year, you should try to get asked.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Charles Robinson joining us on the hotline. Yahoo Sports is where you can read him, inside coverage, where you can watch him. You can find that on YouTube, also wherever you get your podcasts as well. All right. So when you watch the Browns offense on that island game in London with Dylan Gabriel, did you see a viable NFL offense in there, or did you just see kind of a rookie quarterback getting a shot and this is what it's going to look like?
I don't think anybody should overreact on one game. Okay. Like, I think what I expected, and I was surprised. I'm like, man, this is sort of a pinch. You're starting them on the road. You're starting them against a defense where, you know, it's a coordinator who, if he didn't have a loss against, you know, half the league, would potentially be at the top of a lot of, you know, job lists. And I still think there are owners out there that would be interested in hiring Brian Flores. That's how well he's coached that defense. It was a really interesting spot. And I thought in my mind, like, okay, this is a lot of confidence to shift to this now. But what I thought was, just don't let this be some kind of abject disaster. Like, I want to see, does the kid look, you know, does he have happy feet? Is he, you know, drifting into sacks? Is he not seeing things? Is he not, you know, understanding protections? And I didn't think I saw that at all. So to me, even though they lost that game, and it hurts because it was definitely a winnable game, I told Andrew Siciliano this. I was like, I know it's a game, and I understand the hurt, and I understand it was there. But what I took away from it was the kid didn't look out of sorts. He looked comfortable. I thought there were a couple of times where he threw some aggressive passes, which I was like, ooh. Most times, especially in a situation like that, teams play your offense is like 10 and in and nothing else. Like, there's no more really looking down the field. And I thought he did. And so I don't want to say what the offense is yet. I don't know. We've only seen one game with him, right? And obviously up until this point, the offense has not been good. But again, I keep looking at silver linings and I see a running back who is showing me, wow, this guy looks like he'd be a star in this league. I look at Fannin Jr. and I'm like, he looks like he can be a really good player. I look at all those rookies. I told Andrew, I said, all those rookies that are playing these huge roles by November, December, if they don't hit a wall, which some guys do because the college season feels short, but it's really not as short as it used to be. You see a lot of rookies who start to play better later in the season because they're not swimming anymore. They're starting to understand what they're supposed to be doing. So this team, I feel like, could play better with young guys who start to be more veteran later in the season because they're not still trying to figure out every single thing. I don't want to overreact about it. And I know it's very disappointing. And I guess I just look at this and I don't throw out a guy who has been a two-time coach of the year, who again has a lot of respect around the league. And I don't think he's been perfect this year at all, but I also look at the situation and Flacco with the limitations that he has and the fact that you're trying to figure out, you know, when can we get a rookie some snaps? It's not an ideal situation for any coach out there, okay? And, you know, it's just – I don't know what to tell you guys. I wish people could just have some patience. I know it's hard to ask that. The Browns fans had to have patience forever, for decades. And but I do think that there are good things happening right now that if we let it play out, I think things are going to be better than you think in the long run.
All right, so let me just kind of put a little bit of a big picture on this. The hot seat for Kevin is how hot then moving into next year?
I definitely think 2026 would be a referendum from the standpoint of, okay, all this stuff in the past that we've dealt with, the Deshaun stuff, situations with other players, some bad drafts, some bad personnel moves. Okay, we're now kind of, we've crested, we've gotten over some of that. We've drafted a really good young class that can be a cornerstone moving forward. What do you do in this offseason to stack without the ability to obviously have a lot of space to do things? In terms of improving the roster, and then, you know, where does the development of these young guys go? What kind of a draft class can you stack on top of it? Obviously, it's a very important draft class. You got two first-round picks. And then what's the quarterback situation? So if you go into the offseason, let's say Dylan Gabriel plays this out, and let's just say he plays above average. You're like, okay, he looks like he can be at least a serviceable quarterback. Maybe he can be more. Even with the physical limitations, I still think you look and go, where are we in the draft and who are the quarterbacks? If there's obviously a better quarterback in this draft, I don't think you can ignore that. I think teams make mistakes settling with what they have, saying, hey, we got a guy who we think he's good. We have an opportunity to get a guy who's good plus 10% more. You take the guy who's good plus 10% more. I think they have to look at that. And then 2026 becomes a referendum. How much do the young players grow? under Kevin? What does the offense look like when they have the quarterback they feel like they now don't have to move off of? Because I don't even know that we still know that now. We don't. And yeah, I mean, you can't wait forever, obviously. But I just don't feel like with all the cross-section of things that have been going on the last couple of years, I don't think 2025 should be the referendum on him unless, and this could happen, you know, if it craters, if it just completely craters and it feels like everybody's quitting by the end of the season and, you know, Gabriel's just wrong, then that's a different situation. Then I think you have to assess it. And I will ask you guys, you don't create a hole without having a solution to the hole. That's what bad organizations do. Who are you going and getting?
That is what we should ask later on down the road. I would normally say next segment, but today I don't know. And you also have to see who's available at the end of the season.
The only guy that mildly intrigues me would be somebody off the Sean Payton tree, like the OC over in Denver. That's the only thing that I'd look at and go, okay, that's interesting. But I don't know.
Yeah, and the other question will be, too.
And that should tell me all I need to know.
Do they give Schwartz a shot, too? Because the defense has looked really good. Let's be honest. I mean, he's done a nice job with them. So.
Yeah, and, you know, Jim's had moments as a head coach that, I mean, with the Lions, it wasn't like it was all bad, right?
No, it's true. All right, Charles, we got to roll. Thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. We're always checking out that podcast, too, with our friend Andrew Siciliano. Yahoo Sports is the place to go for inside coverage on YouTube with Andrew Siciliano as well. He is Charles Robinson, and he's a dear friend of the show. Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, Charles Robinson, more to come right after this. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.